Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? You ever hit the button to start something and, like, you need it to start immediately, and for some reason, it takes like an hour for the thing to load up? That's the kind of day we're having today. But we got a lot to get into. The AW Dynamite show tonight, which old producer Dom is going to. Got some new matches announced, so we'll tell you about that here. Also, NXT last night. Did you guys watch NXT? Well, you know who did watch NXT is Lance Storm. And so he's going to be talking about it on the Lance Storm show, which will be taking place today at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. That's the time. 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, video.f4wonline.com. The audio will be up afterwards as well. So we'll tell you about that that show. A lot to talk about with that show there, isn't there? And, of course, all of the rest of the news. We got injury updates on a lot of people, including Powerhouse Hobbs and Dalton Castle. The Bella's mother has divorced John Laurinaitis. So, of course, John Laurinaitis, part of the Janelle Grant lawsuit. And, well, that's the end of that part of the story there. So we'll tell you about that. We've also got Raw readings from Monday night. We got a Halloween-themed Dynamite, which is apparently coming up. They've trademarked a name. So we'll tell you about that. Also, update on the Power Struggle show. Kevin Owens has given WWE an ultimatum in storyline. We'll tell you about that. And, of course, the full NXT TV report with the highs and lows. And lots to talk about today. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Kathy Colas has divorced John Laurinaitis. Laurinaitis and Colas, who is the mother of Nikki and Brie, were married in 2016 after being engaged the previous year. In January, former WWE employee Janelle Grant filed a lawsuit against Laurinaitis, as well as WWE and Vince McMahon, alleging misconduct, including claims of sexual abuse, human trafficking. He was let go in August 2022 amid the lawsuit, had been with the company for 21 years. She was a guest on the Bella's podcast and said, "Is it fine to tell everyone that you are divorced?" Brie asked her. "She's not single, ready to mingle by any means. She is, I feel, enjoying her independent time, but people, I think, are curious just to know where you're at." And she says, "I tell you how the experience is from someone that goes through it. You need time, you need silence. That goes for anybody. We all have our stories, we have our challenges. So my thought is this: let yourself feel every emotion, because one day life is fine, the next day you're hit with something that rocks your world. As a person going through it, you need to feel anger and heartbreak, sadness, recovery. Our body is made to feel emotion. When you tuck an emotion away, it will find its way out. My recommendation to anyone going through anything challenging, give yourself grace. Allow yourself to feel all the emotions you will feel. Sit in silence. Appreciate yourself, because you will get through this. If you need help outside to get through it, seek outside help." Earlier this year, Bryan Danielson hinted at the separation during an interview with Gorilla Position. He said, there's not a lot I want to say about it, honestly, other than, because it's not just the Vince piece, it's also my father-in-law, maybe ex-father-in-law, he said, as far as that kind of stuff goes. It's just, you think of somebody in some way, and then something happens, it changes. That is always hard. So anyway, I think we all know what happened there, that lawsuit, and what this means, I don't know. A couple of people on the chat were like, "Well, this means it's all true." Actually, it doesn't mean it's all true. What it means is his wife believes that John Laurinaitis cheated on her. And We know that he did because at first he admitted it. His first defense was, Vince forced me to do this. And then, later he, I believe he kind of changed his story a little bit. But initially, I mean, he flat out admitted, but claimed he was forced. So we do know that he cheated on her because he said so. And that's the story there. What else it means, I don't know. Where are you?
I don't know. I'm not adding anything to that.
Your mouth was moving, but no sound was coming out.
I'm not going to add anything to that because there doesn't need to be anything added to that.
All right, we got some injury updates here. Dalton Castle knocked out during a match with Roderick Strong on July 10th. They announced he was going to miss the remainder of 2024. And as we talked about at the time, everybody was concerned at what a horrible concussion. He's out the rest of the year. But it wasn't because of that that he was out. He had suffered an injury, which ended up being a torn biceps. And he said he was hoping to be back by January. Says, I tore my biceps. I've been doing all these things, neat things at home. That was back in July. It was the last match I had. A freak accident happened when it hurt. Or it happened and then it hurt. I was freaking out. The guy I was wrestling with took a cheap shot at me or just took advantage of the situation. I don't know. It sucks. It sucked because I was supposed to go hiking the next day in Calgary. I lost a match and then I lost my hiking trip. And now I spend every day in physical therapy. And then on the weekends, I go antiquing. So that's where I find my happy place, buying old mugs. He later clarified the injury wasn't Strong's fault, but commented that he didn't back down after. The injury wasn't his fault, but yeah, he just didn't back down after. We were friends. I thought we were friends, me and this guy. Then I was like, hey, I just need a second. And he was like, nope, no timeouts. I try not to think about it too much because the time off sucks. Just focusing on enjoying the time off and working on getting better. Not watching what's going on, too, in wrestling. I try to keep my mind off of it. And then said the end of the year. So that's an interesting statement that he made.
Roderick Strong style. Look at him.
Well, it's always... I didn't hear the interview. I'm reading it here, so it's kind of hard to...
Context.
Like, what are we talking about here? Is this like he's going to come back and feud with Roderick Strong? Or is he really irate that Roderick Strong didn't give him time off in this match and it made things worse? I guess we'll
and that's the thing,
find
too,
out when he comes back.
You don't know if he was angry in the moment. I look, who knows? I'm sure somebody's going to ask Roderick Strong about it, and we'll see what he says. But now I'm interested to have Roderick have Dalton on to find out what he actually goes antiquing for and what he actually goes out there looking for.
Mugs, he said. Mugs.
Yes, but what kind of mugs? And is it just mugs if you run across some of those really cool Muppet movie glasses from the early 80s that you used to get from like McDonald's and stuff like that? Does he buy that? Is he interested in other types of tumblers? Is it Steins? What is it with the mugs? What kind of mugs?
I don't know.
He's got the time.
I'm trying to remember the what exactly happened, because he was knocked out at the end of the match. So my guess is that, if he is actually angry at Roderick Strong, he must have injured his biceps at some point and basically said, hold on a second, and then Roddy told him no timeouts and then knocked him out with a knee. That's what he seems to be stating here. So all the best to Dalton Castle. It sucks. Hopefully he comes back better than ever. I enjoy watching old Dalton. The
Absolutely.
Best suplexes in this business.
He's you hear up me? There for sure.
He's at the top. He has the best suplex in this business. He's the only guy who will grab you, and you're just going to go. Well, you don't jump. You don't have a choice. You don't have any choice in the matter. Everybody else kind of, you work together, down, up. Not Dalton. It's just up. They're the best.
Hey, Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley, a lot of guys can pick you up and do that. What's really impressive about Dalton doing it is his size. And not that he's the smallest guy in the world or anything like that, but between his size and the fact that his back is so thrashed and the fact that he's still able to get people into these suplexes and these bridges and not hurt them in the least, like a Roderick Strong would, I mean, it's actually really impressive to watch. And actually, some of those suplexes are a beautiful thing to watch. you know, Northern likes suplexes when they're done perfectly and things like that. That's always really cool.
Powerhouse Hobbs should be making his return at any time. Recently, Hobbs has been backstage at AEW shows. It was reported he has been cleared. I'll give you a report. He was at WrestleDream because I saw him walk right in front of me. And he looked like he had no problems. He confidently strode right in front of all of the fans. And did they show him on camera? Did they show Hobbs on camera?
No.
Anybody know?
I don't think so.
This person says, put Hobbs in the Hurt Syndicate. Hobbs is with Don Callis.
Don Callis, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we need another one of those wild explanations for getting Roosh away from Don and
I still need an explanation as to why Jake Roberts wants these guys as opposed to swinging a deal for Hobbs or Takeshita.
Nah, Jake Roberts wants to be the head of LFI. And why wouldn't he?
I guess that's as close as he can get to Mexico.
Why wouldn't
now, right?
he want to be in charge of a group of Mexicans in AEW?
Sure,
as
no
an
explanation
old
needed.
Jake the Snake Roberts, who I don't think speaks any Spanish whatsoever, but
he can barely
he's
understand
the guy.
His English now.
He's the guy.
Roosh, talk to him, Mortis. Actually, who sounds better, Mortis or Jake Roberts? Who are you going to be able to understand more clearly?
We got a special Halloween-themed edition coming up on...
This show?
October 30th, the night before Halloween. Fright Night Dynamite is going to be the name of the show.
Nipsey Russell named that one.
Fright Night Dynamite. And that likely will be the October 30th show the night before Halloween.
So, likely? Yeah.
Well, we don't know for sure. It hasn't been advertised. But
I thought they were
going
to move Halloween.
They might move Dynamite to Thursday. Who knows? Fright Night Dynamite. I doubt it. But I guess we'll find out soon enough. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are we going to get the rejoiner or what?
Back on the show.
Apparently we're not. What is happening today? What are you two clowns doing?
Who?
You and Filthy.
Nothing.
For those of you that don't know, during the break, Tom just suddenly appeared and was like trying to take over the show, even though it wasn't on. Then we come back and the deep-voiced man was nowhere to be seen. What's happening? You know why? It's because Tom's on his way to Dynamite.
Is that what it is?
You hear that?
Ah.
Yeah, Dom's not here today. He's not producing because he had to make sure he got to Dynamite on time.
With Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Thank you, Deep Voice Man.
You know you deserve that for throwing Daniel under the bus.
I didn't throw him under the bus. He just messed up royally.
Well.
Now, did you hear that Dom is not doing the show today because he had to make sure he could get to Dynamite on time?
Wait, what time is it?
Exactly. It's noon. The show doesn't even start till 5.
You know what?
What's he trying to pull?
I got to be honest. I always had a high level of respect for Dom anyway, but now it just shot through the roof because that's how you do it. You got something going on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You need to get ready for it. You can't work till 4 o'clock. What do you get out of here? I need time to prep and get ready. There's pre-gaming involved. That's what Dom is doing. I hope he shows up late tomorrow. In fact, I hope actually that Daniel is here tomorrow because that means Dom actually took off the next day too. Smart kid.
Hey, you're on your own tomorrow, by the way. I'm busy.
Wait a second. What?
I'm watchdogging tomorrow at my kid's school, so I can't
What, you're McGruff the crime dog tomorrow at your kid's school?
Yeah. Now, if you're a graphic designer, professional, and or novice, we got a contest going on. A contest here at F4W Online. We want some new shirts. Since Mike still won't come up with a shirt design for himself, he just wants to complain about it.
Do I get all the profits?
If
for
you
this?
Would
we
like to create
about, there's a whole lot involved here.
Some sort of shirt for F4W Online. It can be for Observer Live, it can be for the Brian and Vinny show, it can be whatever you want. We want a cool shirt. And if you can come up with an idea, this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna come up with your design. You're going to send it to us, listen carefully, at contest@f4wonline.com.
Wait, what was that email address?
Contest@f4wonline.com.
Is that what
the deadline is? October 19th, which, man, that's 3 days from now. And once we receive all the designs, we're going to sift through them. We're going to come up with a final four, and you guys will get to vote. The winner will be announced on the Brian and Vinny show, and the winner will receive a one-year subscription to this very website. $149.99 value. So if you would like a free one-year subscription, if you'd like to come up with a design, come up with it and send it to me. Contest@f4wonline.com. We've got several entries so far, so get yours in so we can vote and pick a winner.
Why aren't you giving people something valuable, like an 8x10 autograph of Granny or something like that?
Well, if they want that instead of the deal, then that's cool. That's cool. All right. Let's do this. What have
Is
I got?
Time to start this thing now?
No, I had a bunch of stuff I was distracted by.
Oh.
Raw ratings. 1.54 million viewers, 0.44 in 18 to 49. Taped show, and boy, did it feel like it, going up against Major League Baseball playoffs, NFL Monday Night Football, the Jets versus Buffalo Bills game, did 17.24 million viewers and a 4.47 in 18 to 49, and the Cleveland Guardians at a 3.82 And a 0.94 on TBS.
Well, the Yankees pretty much did
TBS,
that.
Dude, 0.94. So yeah. Dynamite ain't winning this week.
No.
And ours were 1.53 million and 1.55 million. So, I mean, overall, the show's doing much better without that third hour, at least in the ratings. But as far as show quality, pains me.
Just well, we know kind of
to say it.
Brutal beating it takes with football, baseball, and with basketball. Baseball tonight is going to be interesting with it being the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers and the fact that the series has been hyped up and everything that goes along with that. It's going to be a tough night, but they can't do anything about their counter-programming. What they can do something about is how they program their own show. So, it's, you know, you got to put your best foot forward after... Again, they can a lot of times they stumble out of the pay-per-views. It's time to crank it up here a little bit.
Can the winner get a date with Mike Sempervivi? No. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Can they?
Depends.
All right, well.
Do you have money as well as art skills? Then maybe.
Wow. What a shallow individual. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Shingo. Sonata versus Shota Umino. Are both set for New Japan Power Struggle, but only one will be for the title now. So remember we talked about, like, you're going to either get this match or that match, depending on what happens? Well, now you're going to get both matches, but the title match will only be the match that ends up being the title match after the title match, which is coming up this weekend.
I'd like to think something got lost in translation there, because they were going to do those two matches anyway. They made it way too difficult. All they had to say was, these matches are taking place, and depending on what happens with Zack Sabre Jr. in his next defense, you know, if he doesn't have the title anymore, then Sonata will have it, and that'll be the title match. That's all they had to do.
So for those of you wondering, Sabre and Sonata are wrestling this Sunday at Royal Quest 4 for the title. And so on at Power Struggle on November 4th, the two matches are Zack Sabre Jr. versus Shingo and Sonata versus Shota Umino. If Shingo, or if Zack Sabre Jr. retains, his match with Shingo is for the title. If he does not retain, it's a non-title match because there's no title. If Sonata wins the title, his match with Shota Umino will be for the title. If not, it will just be a match. Got it? It's really quite simple. We also got the Tag League Finals. David Finley versus Taichi. Doki versus Master Wato. TMDK versus Inari and Great Okan. And Tanahashi and Phantasmo versus Evil. And Ren Narita.
You excited?
That's fine. Kevin Owens... on X Wednesday. And this is actually kind of funny. So remember we were talking about Dynamite? We're talking about Dynamite and how, like, if something's important, they're going to show it on TV. If, like, something important happens on social media, they're going to show it on TV or whatever. And I was like, you know, if anything ever happens in WWE that's important, they will show it on television. So it's like they were listening to me. They were like, we're going to work this guy. So they did that big angle where Kevin Owens turned on Cody. And they had, like, all the fans film it. It's all over social media. And, you know, I was like, they're going to show it. They're going to show it on Monday or on Friday, guaranteed. Well, they didn't show it Monday. They didn't show it Friday. Because the storyline is, you're not supposed to know it happened. Even though everybody knows it happened and everyone's seen it on social media. So, the new storyline is that Kevin Owens wants this video to air. And he says he sent a copy of it to Raw, hoping that it would air on Raw, but it didn't. Well, now he sent a copy of the video to SmackDown. He wants it to air on SmackDown. He says, I am giving them until Friday to air my video so the people can hear what I have to say. And if they don't, I guess I'm going to post it here. So, yes.
I like it.
It's very clever.
They've been doing.
It's very, very clever.
And they have the clout and the power right now where I'm sure they will, and maybe, you know what, they're going to allude to it on Raw. They've done a good job with the announcers on both Raw and SmackDown when it comes to Owens and trying to, hey, you weren't supposed to see that, and they don't bang it into the ground or anything like that. So the fact of the matter is they'll still make an allusion to it. they're big enough right now and popular enough right now where everybody's going to see this anyway. If they haven't already, they're going to see it soon enough. So I like the way this whole thing is working out. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. You know, does Kevin Owens leave a brand, go to a brand? It's going to be, because with Sami Zayn and Jey Uso, I think playing a role when it comes to the bloodline, if you wanted to switch Kevin Owens over, you absolutely could do that. If he's just going to show up and randomly kill people on both shows, you can do that as well, too. So it's interesting to see where they're going to go with this and if it's just going to be about him and Orton and Cody Rhodes.
All right, tonight is Dynamite. John Moxley, no one is safe. TBS and New Japan Strong Women's Champion Mercedes Moné versus Queen Aminata in a non-title match. Jay White versus Christian Cage. That one's for the sickos. Shelton Benjamin versus Leo Rush. FTR versus Big Bill and Brian Keith.
What? When they add that? I guess today.
Today. We got to add something today, you know. I got a good one to add today. For those of you that might want to get a ticket at the last second, because they didn't announce this last week, the Young Bucks and Okada versus Kyle O'Reilly, Orange Cassidy, and Rocky Romero. Did we have to wait till the day of to announce this match?
With all of this, why? Oh, boy.
That's the match. That's the lineup for tonight. It's the lineup for tonight. We actually have almost more for next week's NXT. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Because I got the highs and lows of NXT. I like the show. We'll talk to Lance about it later as well. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. You watch NXT?
I did.
Yeah. I know everyone's expecting me to rant and rave about the main event, but I don't care. I'm over it. I could not help but laugh, though. It's Ethan.
He doesn't care. Stop saying that Brian Alvarez cares.
It's Ethan Stop Page, it. Javon Evans, and Wes Lee for the number one contendership at Halloween Havoc. And, like, the most over guy in this match is Javon. He's flying around. He's making comebacks. This place is going crazy for this guy. And I was literally watching this, and I mean this with all due respect. And I'm like, you marks. don't you idiots know what's going to happen here? And sure enough, Ethan Page stole the pin on Javon. He pinned Javon. So old jobber Javon, once again, beat.
Oh, come on.
And it's once again, it's like the third time they've done Ethan Page, Trick Williams in a championship match. And I could have been mad about it, but like, I honestly don't care. I'm over it. I said my piece. Nobody cares. So I don't care. And how angry can I be because at least somebody listened to me? Yeah, I will take credit. They can deny it, but I'm taking credit for this.
Oh, for calling to put Gene
Parker
in those shorts?
Every single segment on this show. Graphics for everybody. I'm not talking even like they just put Fatal Influence for three people. Everybody, every last single person in every last single segment that spoke or did whatever had their name on the screen. I was like, I was so happy. I shed a tear. It's all I asked for.
Well, see, they listened to you there.
And I really needed it, actually, in that segment where they had like nine blondes all in the same segment. And thankfully, they identified Brinley and Carmen and Sean Spears and Ashanti and the Virgin. All of them identified.
Yes, all the blondes there.
Well, they only identified two of the blondes, but did you look in the background? Somebody actually put a screenshot on my Twitter. It's like all blondes as far as the eye can see.
Yes,
they're all milling around in the background. They're like, next time somebody yells at me for saying there's all these blondes in it, well, here's your picture.
There is, but it's usually time to complain about that when they're in the locker room setting. They're all together and right there. No, they're in the back. They're in the kitchen area. You got
whatever
you
kitchen.
Got the forefront there. That's all that mattered.
There were kitchens and everything.
Poor
like
Rose.
That. Yeah. So I see. I'm feeling Lance is going to watch this show and bury it because this is his gimmick. But see, it's not fair because Lance wasn't watching this show like the last 2 months they were on USA when all I did was just hate the show with such a passion. It's miles better on the CW. Part of that is they're identifying everybody, but everything's better. The storylines are better. The matches are better. I mean, he didn't have anything to compare this to.
Yeah, do you like the graphics and color scheme?
Yeah, I enjoyed this show a lot. And then laughed uproariously at the main event.
Oh.
People are mad about what they do with Bryan Danielson. Come on. Watch this show. Watch old Javon. But don't worry. He's only 20. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
You know what I laugh about every time I hear that he's only 20?
What's that?
First off, he just turned 20. He was 19 until April. So it's been May, June, July, August. It's 6 months, I guess. I guess when you're still that young, he's 20 and a half when people ask how old you are. I'm 20 and a half. But anyway.
Well, go ahead.
You guys got to understand this about Javon. I feel like I have to explain this to these idiots at NXT. He's not some green kid that it's just off the street and like you're trying to teach him how to work. Do you realize that Javon Evans has had 237-something matches? 237-odd matches. Would you like me to go through, like, the AEW roster and find out how many matches some of these people... You think that in the last 5 years, Top Flight has had 40 matches? I mean, 237
over,
matches.
Over how many years?
However long he's been working. He's only 19. Probably 3-4 years.
I don't know.
237 matches. So
it doesn't mean, though, Brian...
Keep this in mind, all right?
Go ahead.
He had a three-way, all right? He has had half the number of matches Wesley has had in his entire career, all over the world, TNA, WWE, everywhere. He's had half as many matches as Wesley, and he's had a quarter of the amount of matches as Ethan Page, who has been wrestling since 2006. So the idea that, oh, well, you know, he's green, he needs to learn how to work, all this other crap. Bro, this guy's a vet. He's like a vet. But he's out here doing jobs every single week.
Lance is going to yell at you.
Putting people over.
That.
Well, he can look. He can put me.
237 matches doesn't make you a vet. And you
it is nowadays.
Well, but in the quality
okay.
of those matches.
Name somebody in AEW, one of the younger guys.
Ricky Starks, Daniel Garcia. I don't know. Who? How young? Are we talking about like Nick Wayne? What?
Let's see here. Choo-choo-choo. How come every time I want to find this, it takes me the
look,
internet
he's got,
wrestling
you
database?
You don't even need
don't
to go
that.
To anywhere else. You can just look at the NXT roster and people that they have used like right off the bat and understand that he's had a lot more experience. He is a lot more refined. You can tell with his confidence and how he, you know, again, he's not the greatest technical worker in the world or anything like that, but he just started.
Ricky Starks has 456, so about a couple hundred more. He's been wrestling since 2012. So it's been 12 years. He's got 456 matches. Let's see.
Brian,
Brother Zay.
You have to throw out some of the bad faith arguments when it comes to this stuff and look at the fact that NXT, when people go in there, Shawn Michaels and those guys want him to obviously, they want him to learn what is going to benefit him on the main roster of WWE.
Like getting so over?
There is.
When he was the most over guy in the match by miles?
Look, I'm sorry.
You can do it all, dude.
Booker. Well, why don't you look? You have enough connections. Why don't
Clearly
you ask
not.
Them what you need to go down to the PC and ask some questions and kick some things around and slap Sean and say what the hell is going on.
No, I know exactly what's going on. He's a young guy. He'll be fine. That's what's going on.
But he will be, Brian.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I don't want as a promoter is like everything's fine. I want everything to be good. Everything to be great. I want you to take a guy that's over and like go with him instead of let's make sure that we make him less over by the way we book him than he was before we started booking him to, like, lose all of his matches.
Is he less over? You keep talking about he's the most over guy with the crowd, but now I guess he's less over with you, which means he's less over with everybody because you feel
no,
that
because
way.
This was an aberration that he was the most over guy here. If you've been watching the show lately, he does not get the reactions he was getting 4 months ago when they first debuted him and he was in there, like, going toe-to-toe with Ilya and almost beat him and then put in the main event with Trick. He was way more over then than he is now. With the exception of last night, which was a three-way, which everybody wanted him to win. Because he was in with two heels! Of course he's the most over guy!
That entire crowd knew he wasn't going to win because we were going to
No,
have
they didn't.
Ethan
they
Page.
Went nuts when he was doing his near falls, thinking he was going to win.
Well, they go...
And then
I
they did
they
the steal the pin
the
gimmick.
Falls. They
the
knew
pin.
He wasn't going to win because it was about... Look, they set up earlier show the fact that it looks like it's going to be him and Wesley and also probably him and Cedric teaming up to face Axiom and Nathan Frazier for the tag team titles, and Ethan Page and Trick Williams in their third match on the spin the wheel, make the deal. I think we knew what was going to happen there.
Him and Cedric. His teaming was Cedric Alexander. Like, I have nothing against Cedric, but if you watch the show, nobody cares about Cedric. He's, like, nobody cares about him
then
whatsoever. He gets
maybe,
zero reaction.
Maybe, and I, look, again, we're just spitballing here because I don't know. Maybe you have Cedric, who's got a ton of experience, got a ton of good in-ring work as far as being a technical wrestler goes, all that stuff. And you got a guy who's not over, and you got a guy with Javon who's very young, who's way over. You need new tag team champions. Axiom and Nathan Frazier is not forever. It's time for them to give up those belts. So to see Cedric and Javon Evans have them, I don't think that that's going to be the worst thing in the world. And again, it doesn't matter. He'll be NXT champion at some point and then on the main roster.
Oh, okay. I'll keep that in mind for when it doesn't happen. Also, by the way, Lance says he didn't steal the pin, and he's right. It's actually worse. Javon hit his finish, and then Ethan rolled up Javon. He didn't even steal the pin. He pinned Javon. So, yes.
Thank God.
It would have been better if he would have stole the pin and not pinned Javon.
Thank God you don't care about this. Oh, my God.
I don't care about it.
If you would have cared about it, you'd be really
Oh, I would have started at the beginning of the show if I cared. I waited till the last segment. What else do we have? Actually, you want me to put over Shawn Michaels? I'll put over Shawn Michaels.
Sure.
I'm going to vote for this guy for Booker of the Year because he has gotten over, what's his face? Ridge Holland, okay? If you have been watching this show, if you've been watching this show this year, there was nobody less over than Ridge Holland. Nobody. Like, you can take anybody from the main roster. Except, I guess, Cedric Alexander. But anybody else, you can take from the main roster and put him on NXT, and the people will go nuts like some god has shown up in the NXT arena. They did not do that with Ridge.
No.
They did not care. And they tried, and they tried, and they tried, and they tried. And the crowd was dead,
apathy is raining down.
It was the most apathetic you've ever seen for anybody, was this Ridge Hall. And they tried week after week after week. Well, they put him in Chase U, and still nobody cares, and they just keep trying. They will not quit. And so finally, he sort of is kind of getting over as part of this group. They finally get it like something you can sink your teeth into. Like, you know, he's fighting for Chase U and everything like that. And then finally, he turns on him. And these fans love Chase U. They love Andre. They love Thea. They love Duke. When this guy screwed Chase U, they freaking did it. And if you watched that show last night, nobody has more heat than this guy. Nobody.
So
not Ethan Page
is,
when he pinned Javon. Like, this guy had, and this is not the same, okay?
Here we go.
It's not
the
same.
Get over Ridge Evans, but Javon's dead.
Ridge Evans? Ridge Holland he gets the equivalent, the NXT equivalent of Don Callis heat. This guy comes out and they scream at the top of their lungs how much they hate this guy. And man, when he beat Riley Osborne and then he goes outside and he's going to kill Riley and he's laughing at Thea, these people are freaking furious. And then it sets up the return of Andre Chase. Dude, it was like Stone Cold Steve Austin showed up in this building. This Andre Chase runs down, and these people are on their feet. They're screaming. They're jumping up. It's molten. I was like, Sean deserves it, dude. Like, he got over Ridge Holland. That is something, dude. That is an accomplishment. That is a Booker of the Year accomplishment. To get that guy over the way they've got this guy
Whatever,
over
Whatever, dude. Call me when Javon Evans is over again. Oh, now he's dead.
Well, you know what? Hey, if Sean can get Javon over next year, then
Old Muerte Evans. Oh, yeah. Get out.
Instead, he's... But you know what? I got to say this.
What's that?
Even though Javon is less over, he still is over. So he hasn't killed Javon. But he's gotten Ridge over. So you add all these things together, Sean wins. Best Booker. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hook's been in AEW since 2021. Mm-hmm. He's had 71 matches. Not per year, total.
Yeah.
71 matches in 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So, it's not good for you.
I mean, it's just the way it is, brother.
How many has Nick Wayne had since he's joined AEW, not counting outside wrestling in Mexico or GCW or anything like that?
How many AEW matches have we had?
Just AEW, yeah.
Not many.
Because, again, Let's see. Not good. It's not good.
Nick Wayne has had 12 matches in AEW.
Jesus. And he's been signed out for how long? It feels like 2 years.
I'm sorry, 23. 12 wins, 11 losses.
In 2 years, so two matches a month.
Yeah.
I mean, again, good money if you can get it, but it doesn't... Great for them personally as far as saving their bodies and all that stuff, but unfortunately, you can only get better by practice and continuing to be in there and doing all those things. And
actually, you know what? He's been wrestling since he was 12, okay?
Yeah.
And he's wrestled all over the place. He's had 200 total matches. And Javon has had like 60 more than that. So, I mean, he's not, you know, Javon's not just some geek, guys. He's been around the block, brother.
Oh, an amazing hodgepodge of people with experience levels there. You got Ethan Page, who's been around for a long time. Sean Spears been around for a long time there. And then you have people that we're going to get a slew of Olympians that are going to be kicking off here probably in the next God knows how many months and with no experience whatsoever. It's just an amazing cavalcade of people that get mashed together for that show. And again, as Wrestling University, it's something else.
All right, everybody, we are out of time. Gotta wrap it up for today. Lance is coming on 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern today. Video.f4wonline.com. You can also check us out. $9.99 a month on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Video.f4wonline.com or sign up on the main page and get everything. And Mike will be here tomorrow. I'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.